Blog Talk Radio.
All's my life I had to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie. You fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Scheming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. But pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face is all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when the killer's dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right, nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on the Rico, digging in my pocket. Ain't a profit, big enough to beat you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I remember you was confused.
Hello and welcome to another His and For Hers Friday night. I am so glad this week is over. I don't know about you, but it's been kind of a crazy week for me. So I just want to say thank you for each and every person that's listening in, that's tuning in. We want to welcome you and we hope that you enjoy the episode tonight. It's a very special episode. First of all, we're going to start off with the one, the only, the CEO, Poetry in the House. What's up?
I don't have nothing funny to say today. Hey, it's going to be one of those shows. Filter was going to be off anyway. I feel bad for any dumb questions today. And we have an important announcement at the end of the day.
Well, then. Okay, let's move it on. We are going to start off with Miss Almond Joy. What's up, boo?
Hey, what's going on? Nice somber entrance we had going in there. So, yeah.
But you know what? Like the song said, we're going to be all right. We're going to make,
right.
We're gonna make this
gonna
work,
right.
Damn it.
Yeah, let's get on to answer these dumbass fucking questions. I've already put out the disclaimer. I'm going to say fuck a lot today.
Me too. I'm feeling on you. I'm feeling on you, and I'm feeling you too, Free. Almond Joy and Free. It's that kind of day.
Girl,
I'm feeling on all of y'all today.
Touch on.
All right.
Feel on, girl. Feel on.
All right. We're going to bring on Miss Free. What's up? What's up? What's up? How you be?
Hey, you know, you got to let me know next time when I'm getting felt up. I wasn't ready. I was not ready.
How am I supposed to give you a disclaimer? I mean, you supposed it's us. You got to be prepared for anything. Just saying, you've been around this long enough to know that if you're going to get motorboated or your ass is going to get smacked or squished, something. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she might get motorboated. She might get motorboated as, like, the half-time question.
Okay, well, you squish and squeeze.
Squish.
The ass is going to get touched regardless anyway. And, of course,
booties will be getting
smacked. Ooch. What's up, brother?
Is this thing on?
It is.
Hey, how's everyone doing this lovely evening? I'm going to try to be as tactful as I can tonight. I'm not going to curse at all. No, I'm lying.
I doubt that,
you know.
But all power to you.
Anyone who knows me knows I ain't shit anyway. So.
You already cursing. So.
Yeah, clearly, I just said I was lying. So don't correct me after I already corrected myself. That's really rude. But anyway, I ain't shit. So, yeah.
Obviously. Nice to have you back, Ooch. Welcome back.
I was dancing, but
yeah.
I can't see right now, but, you know, I'm going to record it, so put it up so y'all see how I was dancing.
I don't know. Every
all
time
right.
I hear Uchi's name, I feel like Uchiwali should be playing, like, every time I hear your name.
No, please don't.
Too.
Please
yes,
don't.
That's exactly
that song
why
is.
I let
listen,
you
listen.
Yeah, I on that.
It's literally torture hearing that song sometimes. Like, this song came out when I was in, I think, middle school or high school. I was walking around, and every time I turn the corner, all you hear is, ooh, shit, like, yo, shut the fuck up.
You had your own theme song, and you didn't even have to
yeah,
pay for it. What do you
it's
mean?
Cool.
Yeah,
all cool
I get
for
is
like
sometimes
a
you feel like a nut. And sometimes you don't.
Cool.
That's all I fucking get.
It's cool for
you got a whole fucking song.
It's cool for it's cool when women do it. It's cool when women do it, but not yeah. Cool when women
you had
do it.
Dudes was doing that shit too.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I've been in so many fights. My nigga, ain't no way you should ever sing that song to me. Call me Terrence, nigga. Don't ever call me that. Don't sing that song to me. Don't even fix your lips to sing that song.
Okay.
I feel like I should say no homo, but I'm not sure.
No homo.
Right.
We had two sides of the story. We don't.
Let's get this show on the road. Let's get this party started. I'm actually going to start this one with the question that reads, I have a female friend that talks to me about everything. She tells me about her sexual escapades and all her encounters. Recently, she asked me, does that make her a hoe? And I told her, no, your pussy is just super friendly. She got mad at me and told me don't talk to her like that. I don't think I did anything wrong. She asked, and I told her, am I wrong for calling her pussy friendly?
No, you are not wrong for calling her pussy friendly.
Actually, that's good.
No. I just need to jump on this immediately. I didn't even need to be given a chance to anybody else. Let me jump on this immediately. No, you are not wrong. As a matter of fact, I think you should have told her your pussy will always be friendly. As a matter of fact, it might be downgraded to super friendly if you keep your legs open like 7-Eleven.
Oh,
my. Oh, my. See, he was being mean about it. I was going to be funny about it.
Right.
I thought he was going to be mean about it. I thought it was funny too. I thought it was like a joke. I thought the dude was playing. Like, oh, your pussy is super. Your pussy is friendly. So, I mean, it's not a lie if she's had a lot of visits. If her pussy's been getting a lot of visits.
A lot of dick visits. I understand
what he was saying. Like, this is kind of like a hidden meaning when he said friendly. You ever, like, know somebody with a super-ass nice dog, and then when you start rubbing it, it'll turn around and lay on its back? That's what he meant.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, that's exactly what he meant by friendly.
And again, a
woman would not tell that to a dude, another woman. A woman would not tell another woman to talk to her like that. She'd be like, bitch, you play too much. A dude says that, you get that response.
Okay.
Right. Stop asking. Bitch, how do you ask? You put the word in there. Bitch, how you get mad? You say, does that make me a hoe? You probably had this conversation with yourself at some point. You probably, after you got finished fucking one of the guys and sent him on the way in his Uber, you went to the mirror and started talking to yourself. It's like, damn.
Here's a way to know if you have some super friendly pussy. If the majority of the dudes you fuck don't talk about y'all fucking, but y'all are definitely known to be fucking consistently, you probably got some real super friendly pussy. Like, or if you get shocked when a dude want to talk about having sex.
If you only know his first name or his nickname, your pussy friendly.
If the only thing you know is what car he drives, super friendly pussy.
If you only know the driveway.
Hold up. I don't even know. I don't even know how to respond to this shit right now.
Right? I'm listening to this shit and I'm just like,
okay. Okay. hold on.
See, super friendly pussy is the gateway to being a hoe.
Yeah, as long as you ain't sucking dick.
How is it a gateway?
That's what I want to know.
Let us get you there. Can I interject real quick?
Can I interject real quick, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Please. Okay, this is my thing. This is where I have a problem with this particular question. She's talking to a dude, and she's telling this dude about her sexual escapades. Me, personally, like, unless I know this dude is strictly in bro status, that's not a conversation I would have with just any man, number one. You know what I'm saying? And number two, I don't even ever remember having a conversation like this with a man, no matter how cool we were. Maybe with the homegirls, because it's a chick thing, but not with a dude, because I know men's perception of certain activities is totally different from women's perception of certain activities. Wait a minute, I'm not finished. So for her to ask him after she's done told him about all the her weekend events or whatever the case may be, I feel like she set herself up for that response, and the response you got was probably the response you should have heard. But at the same time, don't say her pussy is super friendly, because I don't know if you're talking about like a kitty or a puppy, because those things are super fucking friendly. I have yet to see the pussy bark or meow.
I think sex has changed, like from what it used to be to now. I think people just like to get their nut, and I respect that. Go ahead. Fuck whoever you want to fuck. Get how many nuts you want to. That don't make you a hoe. Granted,
I don't think it makes her a hoe, but I just think it makes her shit very, very active. Her shit is active.
Listen, it does. And pussy is like a rubber band. You can stretch a rubber band on you want to. It's going to go back. But eventually,
not all of them snap back.
You keep that motherfucker stretch for so long, it doesn't really go all the way back to its fit. And what makes you a hoe is not your vagina per se by itself. But if you suck a dick at the same job, then that's when you're a hoe.
Shut up. So you can't even slob the damn knob? Well, I can slob the motherfucker. You wouldn't want to slob the knob, but
listen,
at the same time.
If it's different between you fucking 10 niggas and you sucking off 10 niggas.
But what if what if it's a fucking suck combo? It's like you know, like a number two.
Then that makes you a hoe.
That makes you a hoe?
You don't suck.
Cause you gave head?
It's like my rule
cause
is.
Because you gave head?
My rule cause is.
Because she gave head? She's a hoe?
No.
But she's fucking and sucking
is,
too.
Do you
dude?
Suck everybody's dick? You thought you're supposed to suck everybody's dick? That shit ain't cool.
You ain't supposed to be fucking everybody either.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, that, like you can't suck everybody. That's intimate. Like, that's. Women don't like to be in a position where they're, like.
A dick
on
your pussy
knee.
Is not intimate.
You don't want to be bound.
I guess not.
What? You don't want to be bound down to a man at all. So you bound down to a dick.
Here's what I think Lucy's trying to say. Having sex, it's intimate. But oral sex is sacred to a degree. It's something that you don't. Most people usually don't do that to everybody. I know all of us have not gave oral sex to every last person.
Yeah, that's insane.
No.
I haven't.
I thought about it.
All right, so you understand what I mean by secret. If someone, if you're giving oral sex to someone, there's a reason you're doing it.
I just feel like sucking his dick. I could be lazy. I just don't feel like doing it.
Maybe you just like sucking dick. I'm just saying, most of the time, people know, you don't just suck off or you don't just eat everything you see.
You just don't.
You might have sex. You can't, ain't no condom for the tongue. Niggas not about to go out here and buy a dental dam. I know women out here, if women be listening, you suck a dick.
Most
niggas
don't even know what dental dam is.
Dental dam.
Oh, I mean, I've used them.
I'm just saying, motherfuckers
are not. Outside of the dental clinic when I used to be a dental assistant, but I mean, hell, I've used them.
Not,
they come in flavors like condoms.
Motherfuckers is not about to, the regular motherfucker is not about to go out, all right, girl, shit, I might do this for you, but let's go get this dental dam. Oh, she's not about to make a nigga put a condom on the fucking dick.
They might have saran wrap in the crib.
Niggas, I'm not about to take a trip to the kitchen and get no fucking saran wrap.
You know how fresh
her pussy would be if he did? That'd be some fresh fucking pussy. That shit would never spoil.
And I heard that shit, nah.
Keep it real, y'all. Keep it 100. If y'all are in the mood, you are in the mood.
What the fuck? That's why.
If a dude goes downstairs and comes back up with a little box of saran wrap, like, yeah, let's get to it. What's the first thing that's running through your mind?
Nigga, what the fuck you doing?
First of all, niggas,
I'm laughing. I'm laughing too.
I'm gonna laugh my ass off too.
I just watched Booty Call yesterday, so that's why that was on my mind. I watched Booty Call.
But you know how many?
But
you know how many times I've pretended to put on
some shit. I'm appreciate his effort for safe oral. Sex. Like, I can't even get mad at shit like that.
I ain't gonna leave because I'm like, I'm type, I got ADD. If I go to the kitchen and get saran wrap, I might fuck around and make a sandwich and forget. Like, what happened?
I'm
like,
so
oh
dumb.
Shit. My bad. The game was on. My bad. I'm sorry. Next time.
Okay, hold on. I still want to know.
Hold up. Pause. Give. Can we bring in the Bishop? Eddie King has joined.
No, God, not on
he
this
has
topic.
Entered the building.
Not
what
on
up,
this
Ed?
Topic, no.
What's going on?
Shaking
going
my
on?
Head, shaking my head, shaking my head. He's shaking his head right now. I can feel it.
I can feel it too. I feel the vibrations of him bobbing side to side.
Well, the both of y'all are wrong on this particular occasion.
You about to shake your head.
Who is wrong?
He thought about that shit, though. He thought about that shit.
I thought
like,
about
I
what?
My head.
First of all, I missed the question. I came in on,
oh,
on saran wrap and coochie. What the heck is you talking about?
You missed the question. Wait. Your opinion on this topic whatsoever. Because you're going to give yourself a concussion.
We kind of veered off the subject anyway.
I was trying to get back to the subject. I still want to know how is friendly pussy a gateway to being a hoe? Because
okay, oh, yeah, that's
a good
point.
If your pussy is out there like that, ain't you a hoe already? Like, how is it like a gateway?
Not
like,
necessarily.
Not necessarily. There are levels to this shit. Okay? There are levels to this shit.
Okay, let's go.
But here's my question. How are you a hoe as an adult? How the fuck does that even happen? In high school, I get it because all those boys were recycled. They've been through the system, through all the girls. I get it. That's high school. But as a grown motherfucker, I'm hoping these are grown motherfuckers. I'm hoping these are grown
shit
up.
Don't change. The time don't change, but the person remains the same. There's a chick I know right now. I won't put her name out there, but the chick I know right now that's still getting it passed around, and she's 28.
Oh, she's going to hate it when she turns 30.
And holism. Like, if I have 10 friends and we all know what your bedroom looks like and what your birthmark looks like, yeah, you've passed that gateway.
If we all at your house and all our Wi-Fi sync up, you a hoe.
If your pussy has a Rolodex, you a hoe. You gotta be more responsible with your vagina. That's what makes the difference between friendly pussy and being a hoe. If you're not a responsibility.
Now, I agree with being responsible.
Being neglectful with
the
pussy,
being responsible.
Okay.
But she could be having hope, you know, according to you guys, safe hoey sex. We don't fucking know.
Safe hoey sex. But look,
I don't know.
I personally don't believe in slut shaming or hoe shaming or whatever.
I just see it as, you know, I just hope. Like, I just hope that these individuals, however active they may be sexually, are being responsible and practicing safe sex. I'm not going to call them a hoe because it could be depending on who's looking at me. They could say, well, you know, that Alma Joy, she's a hoe.
And what makes you a hoe? This is how I look at it. When you get with a girl. And you kind of like, damn, okay, I don't know how to read the situation. Like, shit, are we going to have sex or we not? That shit is like, when it makes you a hoe, when you know, like, all right, I'm fucking. Like, I ain't got to talk to this bitch. We ain't got to watch Netflix. I'm fucking. Like, there's no point for her to even look at me.
You don't have to.
Like, there's no mystery. Like, ain't no mystery. Okay. Like, she already know what it is. Like, that. Like, niggas want that mystery. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's like, oh, shit, I'm going to fuck today? Oh, no. All right.
I wish I could get National Geographic just to follow you motherfuckers around, and I could commentate in an English accent.
I will fucking broadcast. I will vlog my whole life. Listen, I will. You know who the biggest hoes are? Oh, white women.
Who?
White women.
White women.
Wow. White boys or white women?
White women. I know about white boys, white women.
Well, how are white women the biggest hoes? That's what black people have been telling black people for fucking years.
I'm speaking from experience. I did security.
So you telling me you went through a whole lot of white she devils? Wait, y'all jumped to conclusions.
I'm listening.
I work security at a bar in a predominantly white area, right? And there has been many occasions where I've seen these white chicks getting it in the bathroom. I've caught them.
Uh-huh.
That's one chick I know. This bitch is married. She leaves the bar with a different dude every day, every time she's there, every fucking Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm like, damn. I ain't saying black women are hoes, but from what I've seen, like, black women are more selective.
At least you try to be anyway.
Even the thoughts, they're more selective. Like, oh, if the nigga ain't got dread, she ain't fucking with it. She's shallow, but whatever. It is what it is. But white women get drunk as fuck and will leave with anybody. I've seen this shit happen. My friend took a, I ain't going to put him out there, but there was a situation during Halloween where, yeah, something happened. And then she don't even know his name. She don't even know her name. She was ready to get it in. I was like, damn. I had to use their word. I'm like, she's a slut.
Okay. So what I'm gathering is if he is careless with her pussy, she is a hoe.
Give a nigga some mystery. Niggas like mystery.
Okay.
A little mystery.
Y'all say that shit, and then that shit changes up so fucking quick.
Niggas
I don't
like
know
mystery.
What the fuck y'all like
into,
anymore.
If he's into you, like, don't
most do. Let me rephrase that. The majority of the dudes I know, we're consistent. We are very consistent on what we like and what we don't like.
We have to school Eddie on what's going on, because I know that he didn't know what question we were talking about. And this is a question.
I just feel like I need to watch Booty Call. That's just Booty Call will catch me up to speed. That's what I feel like. Booty Call will catch me up to speed.
The question that we're actually discussing right now is the one that says, I have a female friend that talks to me about everything. She tells me about her sexual escapades and all her encounters. Recently she asked me, does that make her a hoe? And I told her no, her pussy is just super friendly. She got mad and she told me don't talk to her like that. I don't think I did anything wrong. She asked and I told her, am I wrong for calling her pussy friendly? So this is a question that we've been discussing, and poetry is basically breaking down to us ladies what the difference is between having friendly or super friendly pussy to being a hoe.
I already did.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Thank you for
getting me out to the speech.
She was giving him a synopsis.
I know I can sum it up better than you than the dog. Situation. That was what he was referring to.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it necessarily makes her hoe. I just think I just hope and pray that she's. I don't even pray.
Well,
why am I lying?
He
I just hope
called,
that she's having responsible, super friendly. No, he didn't. I just hope that she is having super friendly, responsible sex. That's
probably
all.
Probably 40% of the time.
No. Fuck responsible.
All right.
That's all I say.
That's a real life statistic.
Yeah. All right. Next question. I have known this man for over 2 years. We are friends that flirt a lot. Recently, we were together, and I told him that I loved him. It kind of slipped out. He seemed very flattered and surprised. I didn't expect him to reciprocate because I know he's a good guy. He's single, enjoying life and dating multiple women at times. Well, he reached out and called me the next day. We never spoke about the conversation where I confessed to him. It was as if nothing happened, and I was okay with that. I never expected him to say it back if he didn't mean it. The next day we talked over the phone, and again, and 2 consecutive days after that, he called me every day, which was rare. Out of nowhere, he says, I love you. I said, I love you too. T-W-O. Lord. He began texting me every day to tell me I'm on his mind and he misses me. 2 weeks of us going back and forth and he suddenly stopped. No call or text. I reached out to him the last 2 times and he happily responded, but after that, nothing. I don't understand why I haven't heard from him. I got used to those I love you texts and calls. In our conversations, nothing had changed other than the fact both of us admitted we had feelings for one another. I'm just trying to understand.
L-I-D that
what the
shit.
Fuck are you talking about?
I mean, bitch, you
let it go.
He's
playing game. He's playing game. Let it go.
I think one of the people who responded to the post made a really good point that he probably met somebody else. And he's probably more focused on what's going on there. Because, you know, some guys think when the I love you bomb drops, that's like instant panty draws. He did not get instant panty draws when the words were spoken. He even said it back, probably hoping to get, again, the panty draws. Still, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Some. I said some. Not all.
She's a sister. That's all that
maybe.
And let's not make it always about sex, because it might not have been about sex. Maybe
he liked her a little bit, and he thought he liked her more than he did. He got caught up
but
in the moment. And eventually he met somebody that he genuinely liked, and now she's just on the back burner.
And now she was starting to the party. She missed the bus.
And so, that's what I think. I agree with that. I think he, I just think he met somebody else, and he's probably really into that person, and that's that, really. But I this is the only question I have for the people who sends these fucking questions. Have you motherfuckers not taken a goddamn English class yet? Do you still not know the difference between the number two and two, T-O-O?
Maybe she was at work. She had,
no,
sometimes autocorrect does that sometimes. You can just be typing. I'm a victim
don't
of
don't use your fucking phone. I mean, I'm a victim of the autocorrect, too. Don't get me wrong. But I also edit. So, you can edit your posts. You can edit your questions.
Shit. I send out ignorant stuff all the time.
But at the same time, I mean, God damn. When are we going to get to the question with the bitch who's in college who still can't
baby
write
girl.
A fucking sentence?
Baby girl,
putting all them
goddamn. We can do that one next, just for you.
Baby girl,
we can do that
next.
Dumb bitch.
I just want to say
that. I was sitting there reading that. I was like, what the fuck?
She's.
Let me find this shit. Let me find bullshit.
To this lady in this question, I'm sorry. You just need to go ahead and move on. You're building a life off of 2 weeks. For what?
Let that go.
Clearly.
Let it go.
You ain't saying nothing about you ain't saying nothing about no kiss. You ain't saying nothing about y'all having a fucking personal time. To me, y'all was just texting buddies. You ain't saying nothing about y'all back together and discuss the situation. You just said, we text, and he said this. I could type any fucking thing. That should be, I'd type some shit without even thinking about it sometimes. And a lot of guys
I believe
that. I'm being completely honest. I can type.
I totally believe you, too.
It's a bunch of times. Whatever. It's a bunch of times I got someone text me, I miss you, and I just, I miss you too. And I was fucking watching TV. I was like, oh shit, I didn't mean to send that. But it's too late. I couldn't take it back. And I was like, fuck. And then he's like, from what I get, he was already talking to somebody. And once him and that person got serious.
That's why it takes me 3-4 hours to respond to a text.
Four members said that he probably moved on to somebody else, and I agreed with her that he probably found somebody else.
Yeah, and
the question that Almond is talking about. Okay, so there's a guy in my school. We have most of the same college classes. He ignores all the women except for the lady professors. My friends and me have seen him and heard him talk to the instructors and advisors about school stuff, but we say hello, ask him how his weekend was, or if he has weekend plans, etc., and he will just stay quiet. His wife is this skinny thing with red weaves, and when she comes up there for lunch, he is all buddy-buddy, ha-ha, with her. The thing is, she is friendly. Now, my friends want to trick him into talking to one of us and record it. Like, what's the big damn deal to say hello or talk about your damn weekend?
He don't want you, bitch.
He don't want to talk to you. That's what I said. He don't want to fucking talk to you. He's talking to his teachers about school shit. He probably realized or probably read one of your damn posts or some shit and said, God damn, these bitches are dumb as a box of motherfucking rocks. Let me talk to some motherfuckers who can formulate a sentence without having a goddamn seizure. So I'm going to talk to the fucking professors and my motherfucking wife.
These
motherfuckers got too much time on their hands.
How you mad? Because
that he's being faithful. How are you being mad that this man is being faithful?
But this is the thing. Who plans on trying to trick someone into talking to them and recording that shit? What are you, a fucking extra from World Star fucking Hip Hop?
Three miserable ass bitches.
This nigga talking to us, World Star.
These young ladies, sister in college, these young ladies.
Nah, fuck that. These bitches.
Thank you.
They're wrong with society. Like, it's like, what the fuck? Like, why? It's a dude that he's in school. Like, he not, motherfucker, he not talk to you. What the fuck are you talking to you for? Ask you about your weekend? Bitch, fuck you. Y'all ain't fucking.
You know what I say, right? Bitches be tripping.
Yes, you did.
The only reason why he would ever talk to you if he asked you to borrow a fucking pen, and that's it.
I think,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, and you know what's funny? Like, my brother, when he was going to the University of Arkansas, the person that they describe in this, the man that they're describing, I swear to God, that's my brother. That's my brother. Because when his girlfriend came from UNC Charlotte to come visit, you know, he would talk to his frat bros and shit. You know, everybody knew his wife. We all knew, you know, everybody knew her that he wanted to know. Like, these are the people that I want you to know. He called them extra hoes is what he would call them. Them extra hoes, they non-fucking factors. He even says he goes through that shit, and he's now in the Air Force. He goes through that shit at work. He said he can't he can't eat without a motherfucker. How was your weekend? He's like, look, I ain't trying to be rude, but I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
He's like, I just want to be left alone. When I leave here, finish eating my food, I'm going to call my motherfucking wife.
I mean,
but
some women have to understand.
Yes, thank you.
Some married men, speaking as a married man, we don't put ourselves in situations where we feel like are unworthy of it or just too much unnecessary drama, especially with the way they sound. He's thinking correctly. He is on a mission. He is in school. He is trying to finish school. He ain't worrying about nothing else but school. This is why I say people, human nature is to chase after what they cannot get or what doesn't want them. This is human nature. This is a prime example of it. They say they just want to get them to talk to them so they can record it, but let's be honest, they just want him to talk to them so they can feel special.
At the end of the day,
it really is jealousy and envy. Not to towards his wife. Like,
yeah.
Who the fuck, why do you get so worked up about somebody not talking to you? There's no other reason why you would do that unless you're secretly in love with them or want to be involved with them romantically.
Exactly.
There's this one line that sticks out. There's this one line that sticks out in that whole paragraph. His wife is this little skinny thing with red weed.
I
saw that too.
What does that have anything with, like,
hating ass bitches?
When I think about it, it's all from a place of jealousy and envy. Like, that's the only place it can come. Like, I've worked with motherfuckers for 10 years, and I don't say shit to them, and I don't lose sleep. I'll fucking skip out of the job every day.
Even at my job, you know, if I don't have to talk to you, I won't. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's in each other's family lives and shit, and every now and then they'll ask me, you know, what's going on with you, and I just say nothing. Nothing. How's the family? They still alive. How's your dog? He's pissing on my motherfucking carpet. He's doing puppy shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't get them involved. They want to hang out and shit. I don't want to hang out with you. I spend 10 hours a day with you for 4 days a motherfucking week with your ass. That's all the fucking time you getting out of me. The time that I get paid to fucking be here. Other than that, if I don't, I'll say hi. I'll say good morning. I'll say good night. I'll say hi and bye to your ass. That's all you get out of me.
It is just sickness. That's
it. That is it. But these chicks here, it's like Oot said, this all comes from a place of jealousy and envy and just pure hate. They didn't have to say that about his wife. His wife ain't did shit to their ass. So why she got to be this skinny thing with red weave?
Because they're jealous. Because they're jealous. A man with potential who's actually trying to live up to that potential and they ain't got that. They probably got shitty ass boyfriends, probably getting treated like fucking garbage,
shit,
which they probably are. And they see this like,
they're probably getting some, they probably have some friendly pussy.
Right, look at this.
Probably
this
have
bitch.
Some super friendly pussy.
Look at this skinny bitch with this red weave. Like, they were
trying to
say. They
are attention thirsty ass whore.
What the fuck? Like, he don't want you. He don't want, like, why? Like, if he haven't ever talked to you, Why do you feel some type of way? Is it that the only dude in your fucking college?
But
right.
Yeah, that's my other point. Like, aren't there that's more guys in school? I understand.
But here's the thing, though. In situations like that.
There's men in school all the fucking time.
But in situations like that, it's always the ones that stay to themselves that garner the most attention because it's the mystery of it all. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't interact with anybody. I want to find out more about him, but he's not going to let you win because, again, he focused on his shit. He's not worrying about y'all.
Hey, look at that
and I'm serious. That's how he's acting. Like, when my brother told me he was going to be a Sigma, I was like, nigga, please, you so goddamn introverted. He's a Sigma. But, I mean, that's how he ended up making his friends, like the friends that he still talks to this very day. You know what I'm saying? Was to join a frat. And that was it. He was not interested in a single motherfucker in that school. There was this girl, I won't say her name, but there was this girl for his whole 2 years that followed his ass. Damn near, they had damn near every class together, and he couldn't fucking stand her. He would call her fucking Angela Davis's love child all the fucking time. He said, I can't stand this bitch. He's like, every day she wants to incite a motherfucking revolt and shit. He was like, bitch, you in Fayetteville fucking Arkansas. These white people will kill you. He said, that's why I'm low-key. He's like, I go to two places, the gym, maybe the frat house, and to the crib. If I ain't in them places, I don't want to be fucking found.
Bitch, don't nobody want y'all gremlin-ass bitches. Do y'all goddamn work and go home.
Go get your education. That's why the fuck
right.
You there. Get your fucking education.
Go out here looking like the fucking Ren and Stimpy. You worry about somebody else. Mm-hmm. Fucking greedy, thirsty-ass bitches. Take y'all punk-ass home. Do some homework.
All right. Since we're talking about bitches that be tripping, this is going to segue to the picture question that said, ladies, have you ever wanted to fuck another woman's man just to prove he ain't shit?
I read that question and I threw up in my mouth a little bit, like, ew, like, fuck no. Hell no. If that nigga ain't shit, I don't give a fuck. He ain't my problem. That's her motherfucking problem. You know
but
what I mean?
how do you prove a nigga ain't shit? Like, he's still going to win.
How do you do that? Really what that is, hey, I've been checking your man, and I would like to fuck him just to show you he ain't shit and to
what
show
you
that I ain't shit either.
What you
going to
do?
Thank you for my segue, because I have a story.
I got this video, girl. Look, he ain't shit. He fucked me.
This nigga going, ain't he? He going. He going. My nigga.
All right,
so, it's so good to have him back. This nigga still going.
About 10 years ago, in a relationship, everything cool. All of a sudden, her best friend calls me. And, you know, I'm like, first of all, how you got my number? She calls me. She was like, well, you know, I've been peeping you out and this. And I was like, this sounds like a setup. Get off my phone. And I hung up the phone. Then my girl called, and she was like, why you hung up in her face? I'm like, whoa, wait, what? Wait, what?
The fuck are you doing?
Sitting on a three-way. You know how I used to be back in the day. Three-way.
Yeah.
Just waiting on somebody to say something.
Y'all.
This is playing a new type of game.
Mm-hmm. Party line.
But what do you
I can't speak
like,
on that. But she called back, and she said, why you hung up in her face? That was rude. I'm like, so are you mad at me for not entertaining her? I ain't saying all that, but you didn't have to hang up in her face again.
That don't make no sense.
You are mad at me. Because I ended the conversation quickly, but she's still my friend. You are mad at me because I didn't continue to talk to you. You know what? This isn't going anywhere.
Fuck both y'all.
Let's just leave each other alone. And she stalked me for another 6 months.
Oh, shit. Well, you're not supposed to give it all to him, poetry.
But, you know, this kind of reminds me of the situation of where, you know, a lot of people are at today where they're single and they're fucking people. You know what I mean? And then bitches get jealous of the other bitch and they want to fuck on a nigga to prove a point that they can still fuck that nigga. So it's just a bunch of stupid shit. Like, go find you your own dick to sit on and have a good time.
You know what? That's interesting. That's interesting, your story, poetry, because let me tell you what happened to me in Iraq. Something similar, but it was weird. So I had this girlfriend. I will call her She Who Shall Not Be Named. I thought we were cool. You know what I'm saying? We had known each other for a few years. We're getting deployed together. No, no. In fact, she was trying to hook me up with a dude that she wanted to fuck.
Mm-mm.
Dude didn't. And mind you, we're in a war zone. Now, dude really wasn't feeling her, but he was like, shit, the motherfucker I'm chasing, me, is not trying to give me the time of day right now, so I'm going to just fuck her friend instead. So,
right. Wow.
So one day, me and her, we were talking, me, her, and this other girl who's like mad cool. We was all talking. She's like, you know, you should give him a chance because he's really, really sweet and this, that, and the third. So mind you, I worked in medical. She came in while I was on duty, and she had, like, this abrasion on her shit from a dick because apparently she came in hot and she missed some shit. And she's like, I don't know what's wrong. I said, well, have you been sexually active? She said, well, I was trying to be sexually active. Okay, fine. Dude comes in behind her. Is she okay? I said, yeah, she'll be all right. You know, just some swelling or whatever. She'll be cool. And so he was like, I'm really glad I saw you because I've been meaning to talk to you. I was like, why? Look, I said, let me tell you something, sweetie. I don't fuck behind people. I'm not fucking behind her to fuck you just because you like me. You keep fucking her. So she got mad and was like, we're not even fucking. He was like, stop fucking lying to her because she's figured it out. Yeah, I snatched. Yeah, but he was like, but I really, really like you. I said, I never really felt anything for you to begin with anyway, so it's no love lost here, but I'm not fucking you. So she wanted to start a fight with me.
Leave it to Almond.
She wanted to start a fight. She wanted to fight me in fucking medical because I wouldn't talk to this dude or give him a fucking chance. I said, why the fuck do you care, bitch? You're married.
Damn. That nigga, he must put it down. Anytime burn a bitch, is she going to bat for you?
Really?
I'm just like, fuck. I said, you have got to be the most certifiably retarded motherfucker I have ever met in my life. And me being the type of person that I am, like, I kind of had a feeling that was what was going on, but I wasn't interested. So if I say I'm not interested, I'm not fucking interested. You know, don't fucking talk
to me.
You know
how bold you have to be coming up to someone that's at their job and in a position where it's obvious you were fucking, and then it's obvious that the person that you were fucking comes in behind you and still have the audacity to say y'all ain't fucking. You know how bold or delusional you have to be?
Right. So long story short, when she went back to Japan, apparently her husband found out about all her extracurricular activities, and he didn't pick her up from where they was all supposed to be getting picked up from. He didn't pick her up.
No.
Dude apparently had chlamydia or something. He had something hot, and she got it too. Yeah. And when her husband forgave her, guess what she gave him? The gift that kept on fucking giving. Yep.
Oh,
they're divorced now. They're divorced
Dang.
Now.
Round of applause. Let me hear that bass clap.
So that's why I say that's why I have never wanted to fuck behind a friend. And if I found out that I was messing with somebody that a friend messed with that I never knew about, I cut that shit loose immediately. Because I'm not trying to fuck behind these bitches. I know where their shit has been. I am terrified.
But at that point, if it's a situation where you ain't know, the damage already done.
Look, and I'd be at the doctor for the first fucking year after I cut the motherfucker loose. Like, hey, am I good? Am I clear? Am I clear? I ain't happy. I don't want to get shit. I'm trying to keep that success rate the way it is.
That's why nowadays.
Disease motherfucking free.
I'm requiring everybody that you got to keep your report on your phone as a PDF file.
You ain't shit.
He ain't shit.
You ain't shit.
All right. All right. The next is actually a set of questions. What's your definition of trust and loyalty? Do you apply it when necessary, or is it a part of your character? What order would you put the following in? Love, trust, loyalty, respect, communication, money, and sex.
They asking for a lot. Fuck, what is
right?
God
I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again because I know it's a lot. What is your definition of trust and loyalty? And do
just
you apply it when necessary? Or is it part of your character? In what order would you put the following in? Love, trust, loyalty, respect, communication, money, and sex.
Well, love is at the bottom of that list.
Respect has got to be first.
No, it's not first, but it's a close third.
It got to be first.
It's not first. Not on me. Trust.
You
if
ain't
I don't trust
you,
you if I don't
to
trust
nobody,
you,
you respect.
If I don't trust you, if I don't fucking trust you, I ain't fucking you. So sex is like third or fourth.
Okay. All right. Let's start this with Alvin. Alvin, you go first, then Ooch, and then we can have Eddie, and then we can have Free, and then you can top it off with Poetry.
It's still too many damn options. Just know trust and loyalty are at the top. Love is definitely last. And sex might be above love because I love my money. It's a great concept. I think love is a lovely concept. But to me, I feel it's just the concept. But love is at the bottom of the list for me. Yeah, apparently. Shut up.
The
other two is what's your definition of trust and loyalty, Amin?
Okay, trust and loyalty are at the top. What was next?
No,
what is your definition
of trust and loyalty?
What is my definition of trust and loyalty? Probably the Webster's definition. My own personal definition is fuck, don't lie to me. Because I feel if you lie to me, you'll steal from me. Honesty, trust, whatever. But I have to be confident. But I also have to feel confident in your decision-making skills, too. I have to feel confident that you won't do something that would affect me in a negative way. So if I'm trusting you with my fucking feelings, you know, that's just number one. Because I wear my heart on my sleeve, apparently. And so trust and communication and loyalty are really, really up there for me. And if you can't communicate how you feel or what's going on, then stop fucking talking to me. Just go on somewhere else. And I'm totally okay with that. I'm okay with that. I won't be mad. I ain't going to be mad about it. I understand. Just not a lot of people can convey how they feel or how they make a decision. But if I don't trust you, which it takes me a long time to build up trust in people, period. So that's why I'm single, because it takes me too long to trust motherfuckers. I still got to try to fill you out. But, yeah, it's just the definition. Fuck, tell them to read a fucking book and get their own definition. But my personal experience has been a lot of people have been very untrustworthy towards me, which is a deal breaker. Loyalty, again, loyalty and trust actually work hand in hand in my book. So, I mean, if you can be loyal and you can't be loyal and untrustworthy, that shit don't work. You can't have one without the other, I feel. So, but communication is definitely a must. I love my money, so I guess my money would come after that because I love the money that I make. And that's why I said sex and love are at the bottom of the list. I mean, I can fuck anybody. It's not like you can't. It's not like dick ain't readily available.
So, but right. Dick might not be good though. So.
Hey, it is, where there's a bad dick, where there's some sloppy sex, there's probably some better sex like right around the corner. I'll just have to have a friendlier pussy that day. I don't know. Okay. That week.
All right. You're up next.
Give me the first part of the question. I'm going to try to take it case by case. What's the first question?
The first question, what is your definition of trust and loyalty?
My definition of trust. Trust for me is like, I gotta have faith that you're gonna do what the fuck you say you're gonna do. I can't. Anytime I question that shit, that means I don't have trust in you. If you just like, oh shit, I'm about to go fly. Oh shit, to go fly, then nigga, like that to me is no. I'm being serious. Like that's how you know you trust somebody. Like, all right. You say you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it. Like you got trust is like sort of like being a person of your word. You say this is what you're gonna do. That's what you need to do. The time when you don't do that is when that trust goes down. You know what I'm saying? So trust is like me having faith in your word. Like, I ain't got to worry about shit. Like, damn, he said he gonna kiss. She said she gonna kill 100 niggas when she get home. Shit, I ain't even worried about it. Stop laughing. I gotta go to extremes for my examples. Just and loyalty is just like you got my fucking back. Like you got my back whenever. I don't give a fuck if I'm out here. We walk through a crowd of niggas. I gotta trust. If these niggas wanna fight, you gonna kick off your heels, take off your earrings. We gonna fight back to back. Fuck all that. Like
right.
You my dog. Like I don't give a fuck what type of situation I'm in. If I'm fucking low. I fucking lose my job, I lose a leg, lose an eye, whatever. Like, damn, are you still there? Like, damn, you know, that's my dog. Like, I know women aren't dogs, but, like, this is my nigga. Like, that's my heart. That's what loyalty means. Loyalty means your heart. Damn, that's my heart. Like, that's my heart. When you hear these hood niggas say, that's my heart, that's what they mean. Like, she's loyal without a fault. So, yeah. Young women need to start being loyal. And what's the second question?
My shit's too fucking long.
Do you the second question is, do you apply it when necessary or is it part of your character? But
part of my character.
What order would you put the following in? Love, trust, loyalty, respect, communication, money, and sex.
I feel loyalty, trust, and respect are the same thing. So they have to be first.
Okay.
Like those are like foundations of any relationship. Like those have to be first. So,
because
if you don't if you don't have any one of those in that person, then what the fuck are you trying to do? And then I think it's love. Just, and love matters in any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would say communication because. That shit is hard. Communication is hard as shit, especially for men. I used to be a bad shit at communication, and I didn't know.
No,
that much.
Not you.
Yeah. I feel like that had a little hidden meaning, but I'm gonna go ahead and brush past that. But yeah, communication. It's like I had to learn. Like it's really a big thing in relationships. Like that shit will fuck up a relationship without good communication. Like, because it could be a misunderstanding for no fucking reason when you can just talk shit out. Like, I thought I could just send a text and shit be cool, but apparently not. But anyways, and then money,
okay.
Sex. And then money and sex, because that shit don't, you can fuck, like I said, like, you know, the beautiful Alma Joy said, you can fuck anybody. but it's not really that important in relationships. It's important. You can't just not suck dick in a relationship, ladies, and expect that shit to work. But it's not as important as the others.
Okay. All right. Ed?
This shit is way too long, though.
That shit is way too long. Like, you forget what you're answering after a while.
well, for the first one,
for my definition of trust and loyalty. Loyalty simply means, at least for me, that I can count on you. You have shown me the simple fact, like, no matter what, you're going to be there. I think Ooch pretty much summed it up the best way that it can be summed up. Like, regardless of what's going on or what takes place in my life, whether good or bad, you're there. And more so in the bad times, because that's really when you learn who in your corner and who's not, is when you really start going through some stuff. Not when everything is good, when that storm start brewing and showing up. So if you could show me when I'm going through a difficult time in my life, you'll still be there. You'll still support me. You're still looking out, checking on me, concerned about me. Okay, you show me something like you can be loyal. And with that, you gain my trust. Trust is just, for me, it's, I can share with you things I don't share pretty much with nobody. Things, in fact, I may have not even still come out and really necessarily talk to God about, but you've given me this sense or this, I'm in this position where I'm comfortable enough to where, in fact, I feel like I can confide that in you. Like, I can trust you with it. I can give you some information that pretty much, in short, literally can be detrimental to me. So, to me, that's trust. Being able to share something that you don't share with somebody else. As far as the order, respect, love, trust, loyalty, communication, sex, and then money. And lastly, that's a part of my character.
Okay. All right. Since it's a very long question and we are short on time, we're going to proceed to the next question. This question reads... why do men in relationships like twerk videos? I'm not insecure at all. Let me be very clear about that. But I think respect is everything. Just like there are thirsty naked women on Facebook, there are men who get on social media bearing parts of their birthday suit. Would a man be okay if his woman or wife was hitting like every time she scrolled past the guy she found attractive? I don't think so. I want to know why men do things they don't want their mates doing. Double standards are plenty and full in our society.
First, let me say, shut the fuck up. second, let me say, shut the fuck up. Men like ass. It don't matter if you black. It don't matter if you white. It don't matter if you alien from Martian, from Mars.
Martian.
You're a Martian. You know what I meant, was trying to say. Fuck. You like ass.
Ass. Y'all like ass.
It doesn't matter if they are straight or gay. Every man likes ass. It's a fact. So if I see some ass on my timeline, it is my duty as a man to click on that video and appreciate the time well spent to make said video.
Really?
It is my job.
It's your
motherfucking
duty?
It is my motherfucking duty to do that. So how selfish of you to look down at us helping someone appreciate their work.
Seriously?
Really?
Okay.
And these same men who click like and shit make a meme out of that shit in a minute. This is a hoe. This is a queen. This is a hoe. Both are half naked.
I can't touch on that.
But one is a hoe. and the other one is a queen. I cannot figure the fucking shit out. But okay, whatever.
In general, I feel like that's a whole. Matter of fact, thank you for next week's topic. I will. That is next week's topic. We will cover that next week. We will get real in depth on that. But, yeah, I like twerk videos. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't like she's twerking in my face. She's just twerking on Facebook or YouTube or wherever she's twerking, and we thank her.
It's just a fucking dance. Get the fuck over it. Don't nobody say twerk the motherfuckers in Africa when they do similar movement, or in Jamaica. Nobody says shit to their ass. So why does it matter? If a motherfucker is
and at the smart comment of if a man would care if his girlfriend is liking half naked or naked men on Facebook, I don't give a damn as long as it don't show up on my timeline. I ain't trying to see no naked men. Now, if she wants to like every naked man that passes on her timeline, do it till your finger break. But I just don't want to see it on my timeline.
Y'all have us doing anyway in person. Fuck, we go on social media. Y'all.
Okay, that means I can go like then.
As long as you don't pop on my timeline. I'm okay.
I think this is an area in which women should just get over themselves. Men are visual creatures. They like to look at the booty.
This falls in that porn category.
It's not even about men. It's not even men. Women do too. I go to strip clubs for the same fucking shit. I think the female form is beautiful. So
I admire
that.
The female physique.
I do too. And
first
if her
all,
ass
I like
tricks that my ass can't do, God damn it, I'm gonna watch that video until I can mimic them same goddamn fucking movements.
I'm a joy. I can't wait till you come to DC. All right, we're actually gonna bring on a caller that she usually calls us, and so she is on, and it is Miss Kendall.
Hi, Kendall.
Hi,
oh, Jesus.
Really?
Calm down. Wow.
Damn, Eddie.
Wow.
Probably shaking his head.
No fucking chill. No fucking chill.
I can feel the wind of him shaking his head right now.
Yeah.
He's about to give himself a special.
I love you, Kendall. I love you. I'm just playing. I love you.
Kendall, no. The damage is done, honey. The damage is done.
Farmer Joy, stay your big waterhead ass over there. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to her.
I don't have the big waterhead that's causing me a concussion every time I shake my head. That's you.
Can Kendall speak? I mean, because y'all just taking all the space. This is why we can't have nice things.
Nope, not with her. No,
that's it.
I was gonna say both. I don't know what kind of question she was asking because both men and women do that. Women like Thirsty Thursday. So I mean, I'm not sure where she's going with that, or she has unless she's with somebody who's hypocritical. Both men and women like looking at nice pictures just of the opposite gender. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, as long as you don't devote your time to that.
Click on that booty.
Huh?
Click on that booty.
You guys are ignoring the first part of the question. She said, "I am not insecure, but," and we all know
she is insecure because she just affirmed.
Otherwise, she wouldn't have been asking this question. Put your ass out.
Who the fuck cares? Personally, I stopped watching twerk videos. The only reason why I stopped watching twerk videos because too many of them shit are flooding the net. Like, it was twerk videos from little-ass people. It was twerk videos from bigger people. It was just too much shit. They were flooding the net. Like, you know what? I'm tired of this shit. I like ass, but I hate twerk videos. That shit.
I like ass, too, Ooch. I think the ass is a beautiful thing.
I go to club all day. I would have went tonight. If I had no COVID, I would have went tonight. But I had to do the show. So, and I can't do the radio show inside a strip club because I would ignore y'all ass. But I'm here today to tell y'all, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her. He ain't, what the fuck? He's just looking at ass. Like, what the
and
fuck?
And it's just a video.
You know how much ass dudes see a day walking down the street?
But it's just a video. That's my thing, though. It's just a video. It's not like he can touch it.
You think he's not looking on the daily?
It's like porn.
All the time. Let me get you. Let's get to the porn question. I want that question. I'm
let's get to the porn question, please, because I'm about to murder that shit.
Oh, shit. I got porn question. I got some shit I want to get off my chest.
Huh?
The porn question.
Facebook took the porn question down, apparently.
Oh, well, some bitch was mad because her dude was watching porn. I'm giving a synopsis.
Anyway.
Her man was watching porn, and she said it was, like, cheating on her, and she wanted to know
if
that was, like, cheating, if she overreacted.
She used his laptop or something like that, and she saw the history, the browsing history, and saw that it was a bunch of porn sites, and she felt so upset and mad and got pissed off and took a break because the man was watching porn.
Was it Ghetto Booties 4? I bet you it was Ghetto Booties 4, because that's actually a really good one.
No,
who was better?
Ghetto Booties 4 is a DVD.
Ghetto Booties 4 isn't bad. But they have a website,
better.
Too.
Like, 2 is better.
How come?
I can't remember which Ghetto Booty it was with the butterfly.
That was two. That was two. That was two.
That was
two.
I love her.
That was two. That was two. Two was good too. She was good.
Nah,
that was
my good.
Who was
I like it.
And then there was the and you know there was a lot of weird shit going on. There was a dude named Snake, and like he was a b-boy in the pussy.
He was so
that's not accurate with it, but he was like,
what are y'all watching?
Wait, you haven't seen that? I mean, it's like way better than like going to Pornhub and shit. Like Pornhub,
y'all watching
I feel like Pornhub is softcore porn.
Fuck that, y'all watching hentai shit. I can't get it down with this shit. I'm about to put y'all on. TV.
Nobody's watching hentai. I can't stand hentai.
That shit is weird. I watched it for like.
That shit
is
weird.
It is weird.
What?
You know
my
what?
Facebook porn. I like my Facebook porn.
Hentai is art.
Really?
Like,
I'm mad at how you should see how hard he is pointing at just to make a point.
But no, back to the question.
I can't take it.
You should never get jealous of your man watching porn. You think he just learned to fuck out of nowhere? You think he just became?
Oh my god!
If it wasn't for porn, you bitches would get fucked missionary all the time.
That
just
might
missionary.
Be true.
That
just might actually be true. I remember there was one.
He ain't gonna put your
but
legs
you know what,
back.
Though?
He ain't gonna hold your
if
legs up.
Doing...
He ain't gonna put his hands in the back of your knees where they're supposed to go because it's perfectly fits into the palm of your hand. He ain't gonna do none of that shit. He's gonna put his hands on the bed and do missionary. If it wasn't for porn, you better thank porn.
But this is the problem I have with the question or the statement or whatever. If he is not turning it into a synchronized event like Kurt Franklin was trying to do with his wife, what is the fucking problem? He's just watching porn. It's you know, if he doesn't have an addiction to porn, I think everybody actually watches porn. Fuck, I know for a fact my dad watches fucking porn.
Oh, so you just thought he just learned a tongue tornado out of nowhere, huh?
No. In fact, I mean, I honestly think
women watch more porn than men do.
I think so, too. But you know what's funny? Like, we're talking about this shit. I remember I played a joke on my mom, April Fool's. Every time she opened her laptop, she called it the Big D. This big black dick would pop up every time she opened her laptop. Greatest prank ever. Greatest prank fucking ever. And we would laugh at that shit every time. It was a bitch to try to get that shit off, but it was funny. If my mom can laugh at that shit, and my mom has, like, a English sense of humor. It's dry. You know what I'm saying? If my mother can laugh at that shit, and if my mother can watch porn and not fucking flip the fuck out, god damn it, and she's been married to the same man for fucking almost 27 years, what the fuck is the problem? It's just fucking porn. It's not child porn. He's not pulling a Jared. It's just grown motherfuckers fucking, and you're taking notes.
He trying to learn how to do something new to you, girl. You better sit your ass down.
He's taking notes.
What the fuck?
Porn is a learning material.
Girl was one of the best inventions in the last 10 years.
Porn in the Kama Sutra. Bam. there.
It,
fucking
it can turn out to be some really good dick for you later. Like, I don't even know why you're getting upset.
Right? I mean, he probably just learned something new.
I watch porn.
One at a time, y'all. We can't understand when y'all are overlapping.
I have a fucking, I have a Bella Bell fat head in my room right now.
Wow. Sounds like somebody has an evening plan.
I wake up like, hey, girl, what you doing? What over there?
Oh, my God.
I had a hotter one time, though. I had a hotter. I had a hotter under the bed. I had cups. I was like, oh. She was on the wall. I was like, ain't nothing, girl. Took this shit down so fast. I put it back up, though.
Got me. Sorry. Oh, shit.
I ain't shit, y'all.
Hilarious.
I'm sorry.
No shit.
Hey, I'm a joy.
Hey, Ooch.
I'm going to need you to stop talking to me like that, okay?
Talk to me like
that. All right, y'all. We're actually going to wrap it up because poetry has a major announcement, and that way we have enough time to go through everything that we need to go through. So, poetry... Here's you have a platform.
All right. Just wanted to let everybody know. I've been doing this hosting thing for 6 years now. It's been enjoyable. It's been fun. I've gotten to co-host with so many great hosts, you know, past hosts, current hosts. You know, it's been one hell of a ride. I'm tired. So...
Boo.
Tonight is my last His and Hers.
Boo.
Tonight is actually my last night hosting, period.
Boo.
On the radio.
Oh, damn.
Boo.
I will be hosting the Hangout on YouTube. It'll be a video that you can see on YouTube. I'll actually be uploading that tomorrow. But as far as Blog Talk, very rarely will you hear me. You might hear me in the background, or you might hear me as a substitute for someone. But as an official host for the channel, I'm stepping down. There's no need for me. You have Ooch, you have Eddie, you have I'm Enjoy, you have Free, you have Duce, you have Chills, you have Champ, you have Queen Poison that's coming in for Chills on Mic Check. There's hosts that still haven't been found that will be coming in. When I say there's no need for me, there is literally no need for me to be on the air anymore.
But I need you.
Stop.
Oh, damn, dog. I don't really know how to feel right now. You just so totally killed my buzz.
You'll be all right.
So
it's
all of y'all, when I say I want to thank all of y'all, I mean every past host that I've worked with, the Pastries, the Miss Ambers, the, I'm not going to say her name, because every time I say her name, she pops up like Jason, but her, and.
Oh, God,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I already know. I'm sorry.
The Lady Lanyaps, the Miss VAs, the JB Smooths, the Brother Smooths, the Chills, the Champs, the damn, we've really ran through a whole lot of hosts, Lord.
Really, really
what about
Jackie Wu?
Jackie Wu. So technically, she's a host still, but we'll get into that some other time. But the Jackie, the Queen Poisons, the DJ Black Bleeder, the Freeze, the Aishas, the everybody. Thank you so much for making this 6-year run exactly what it is. It's not saying goodbye. It's saying hello to a different era. I'll still be in the background making sure everything's taken care of. But as, like I said, on air personality, I'm stepping down.
I'm
going to miss you, Poetry.
We play Boy
Pimeno.
Oh, it's so hard.
First of all, they're not going to sing a different song.
That's how you know they love you. They started singing to you on the radio, baby.
I feel like I'm supposed to use my lighter and just wave my hand.
Say goodbye
to yesterday.
No. Don't do that no more. Don't do that no more. Don't do that no more.
Throw each
other. So for the last time.
Well, he said it wasn't exactly the end of the road. He's just switching to a different road.
He's just taking a road less traveled.
But he's not on our road no more. He's not on our road.
He's on the interstate now. He is on the interstate. He's on the 495.
I am on the virtual interstate of video now. That's the best way to put it. So for the last time, let's do the rundown. Every Friday, His and Hers, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time with the whole His and Hers crew, Ooch, Free, Almond Joy, Bishop Eddie Kang, Duce Diva, check them out, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and for Pacific Time, it is 6. No.
No.
It's
seven.
Eight.
Seven.
It's eight.
Seven.
Eight.
Free. What's that? Is
it's
seven?
Eight.
It's eight now.
Thank
you.
It's eight.
The
daylight savings time.
Daylight savings time. Daylight savings time. That's why I know we're tripping the date. Anyway, Fridays at those times. On Wednesdays, you can check out the Skybox with Chills and Champ. 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Get all your up-to-date news, scores, everything important in the world of sports from Chills and Champ. On Thursdays, check out Champ, Tang, and Queen Poison as they give you the latest and greatest in mainstream and underground music, rap, R&B, rock, country, bluegrass, you name it. They'll cover it. They are not discriminatory. Right now they have the battle of the best. Chills is hoping he goes out on top, but we will see what happens with that by next week.
We most certainly will.
As always, you can check us on all our social media sites. We are on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TSOTS. Check out the new logo, ever so humbly done by one of a great graphic artist. I will put his information on the fan page. Check us out in our groups. TSOTS presents His and Hers, The Hangout, The Skybox, and of course Mic Check. We have a show for each. We have a group for each show we run. Also, go to the website. I will actually be finishing up the website this weekend. So as of Monday, it will be relaunched, and you will be able to catch up with everything you need to catch on Two Sides of the Story Productions. As always, we are available for download on your Android, Amazon, Apple, and BlackBerry device for free. So take us wherever you go and keep the laughter going. We're still available on iPhone as a podcast if you want to check us out, still free, or Stitcher, still free. Pretty much, if you're looking for us, the best thing to do, Google TSOTS Productions. We are everywhere. I'm Poetry. I don't know if anybody else has anything else to say, but if not, I bid you adieu.
All right, Poetry.
I just want to say that this is your girl. This is Dulce Diva, and I just want to say I support him, even though I'm not happy about it, because I enjoy working with Poetry. He's my husband. He's my partner in crime and in life. And I know he has great things in store for the production company. So as we bid him adieu, I just want to tell him how amazing he does. And I'm hoping, and I can't wait to see all of the stuff that he is prepping for the Hangout, as well as for the entire production company itself.
I love you, man.
Aww. It's like gets you right in the feels. You know what I'm saying? Right in the feels.
Man, look, Poetry,
you're great at what you do. I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity. You know, we friends beyond this radio thing, so I know, like, things are just going to skyrocket from here. And, you know what I'm saying, upward and onward.
Most definitely. I was trying to find a correct version of all right, but since I can't find it, we are going to go out on some, let's see.
Luther.
No Luther.
Oh, no, not Luther.
This nigga not just said Luther.
What the fuck I gotta get
no,
Luther?
Not.
We don't have
not Luther.
We don't have Luther. This is what we're going to go out on.
R.I.P. Luther.
Oh, then I'm going to really be in, like, my feelings and shit if he played Luther.
It's all right. I'm about to go to the bar. Go find me one of these flutes.
Ladies, make it hot. Dogs, make it hot. Make it pop.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I could not resist. I could
Oh, my gosh.
I was just about to twerk.
wake up in the morning feeling fresh to death. When to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed.